That was good. I have that going. I have that recording. That's yeah? definitely going to be a clip. Let's hear a couple notes. Let's hear if you could hit a couple octanes here.
Actually,
you have a pitchy voice, huh?
We'll see. Should I put some Adele on?
I want you to sing like you're singing out of the shower.
All right. I got to put like Adele, like a good Adele song.
Oh, Adele? Are you comparing yourself to Adele right now?
Okay, what's the song? I'm trying to think of the song. I can
Rolling
like
in the Deep? Or no, her new one.
That's a good one. There's a fire starting in my heart. Ooh. Reaching the fever pitches and bring me out the dust.
Oh, okay.
We're fucking out here, dude. We're making music.
Yeah, that's
we're fucking making music.
That's a good clip right there.
You
we're keeping
so?
That. Oh yeah, we're keeping that.
I think I have a shot with Adele.
All right, let's hear it. You want to get that song? You want to start the podcast?
You just heard it. We can get it rolling. They heard it too. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, they definitely heard it. But awesome. You know, welcome back to another episode of Guys Being Dudes.
We're here.
Yeah, we're here. We're here singing. You know, episode 36. You know, if you're rocking with us on YouTube, what's good? What's up? You guys already know the deal. If you guys are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we fuck with you guys. We still see you guys. You know, even though you guys are not here being visual learners like myself,
or checking us out. You know, because we're looking snazzy. I mean, I'm looking snazzy.
Speak for yourself, man.
That's why I said I'm looking snazzy.
I might have a different opinion on that.
You don't think I'm looking snazzy, bro?
No, I look snaz.
You wanted me to compliment you?
Yeah, you didn't even compliment me on that, man.
Yeah, that's on me. Well, I just wanted to let them know that I'm looking snazzy.
I fuck with the clean white shirt, though. That's mature.
Just casual, okay,
that's casually mature, right?
Sophisticated
there.
Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, no, I can't say that because I would have wore a polo if I was going for that look.
I would have wore a polo. I fuck with it.
I would have wore a polo.
The hat's always fresh. You can never go wrong with that hat.
Josh Allen, where you at, baby?
Bro, that's a one of a kind hat. That's a one of one.
I look up other hats because I want the same brand. They don't make these. Like,
yeah,
I got it at that vintage store. Shout out Fly Shack.
So. It's like a I don't know what kind of like it is, but like the way it wears is solid. Like not only wear like, on your head, but like the way it like gets older, you know, roughens up.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, no, that's sick. But
I'm excited that we're here. You know, our guests that we were supposed to have, not really. They didn't cancel on us. They're just busy.
They have
guys.
Obligations.
Yeah,
they
busy
have.
Guys.
They NFL have an agenda. You know,
NFL Pro Days upon them.
Yeah.
So you know they had some workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Had to get after it. So we decided, well, what the hell? There's enough college baseball and everything going around. Might as well shoot the shit.
Oh, yeah. Again. Dude, we've been glued to college baseball, guys. I mean, we have the deets.
There's been a lot going on, though. I mean, like last week, we had a lot going on. This weekend, there was UFC fights. So we had the NBA All-Star weekend. So all that
stuff.
Last
weekend was also Super Bowl. Feels like an eternity ago.
Yeah, dude. It was the first Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday without football. How do you guys feel about that? How'd you feel?
Honestly, I didn't even pay attention to it, bro. Like I know I was pretty sad last week about it, you know, not having football this week, but this Sunday I didn't recognize that until you just said that.
You know,
the first Sunday.
The other thing I didn't recognize until I just heard it, bro, my whistle and my talk. I hate it.
What do you mean?
Like when I say certain words, like I can hear it now.
Oh, I can hear it.
Yeah, there's like a little whistle in it. I don't know why I do that, but
I guess
there is a little whistle. But on the football topic, Tom Brady, man, is he going to go play for the 49ers or what?
Bro, okay, hang on.
Is he coming back? Because
if he comes back only after a couple weeks of retirement, because he retired the week before the Super Bowl. That's only 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's already talks of him coming back. I don't know if that's just the speculation of the media, but I woke up my happy ass this morning at 7 a.m. and I saw Stephen A. Smith on First Take talking about how Tom Brady is going to make a return to the NFL. And I'm like, yo, what? This guy just retired.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, I know. That one is for sure interesting because, I mean, it's like, what is he going to do really? But they did come out a couple days ago, you know, that him and Bruce Arians did have some, you know, sour taste in each other's mouth. Mm-hmm. They weren't really fucking with each other. So, I mean, maybe it was just kind of more a way to get out and for him to kind of go search for something mm-hmm. else. And maybe he's going to make a return. And
because
I mean, like I mentioned, dude, Rob Gronkowski, how many times has he retired, you know? And
that was suspicious in itself. Like after a few years of looking at that, because he retires from New England, right? And then grows like a whole weed business or like CBD business somewhere else, right? Lives in Miami, and all of a sudden Tom Brady lives in Miami. Dude, there was connections there. There was a phone call to be like, yo, Rob, I'm going to Miami or I'm going to Tampa to play.
Oh yeah, why wouldn't he want to go play with Tom though?
Be like, I'm going to Tampa to play. You already live there. I'm gonna sign there and then we're gonna sign you. You down?
Yeah.
Dude, that's the dream, bro.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, though, like, I get he's gonna literally that Tom Brady will be trending and talked about until the NFL first game season, until people see him not in pads, and yet again he'll still be trending.
Okay, how would you feel? How would you feel about it though? Because we just saw, you know, a bunch of like statements from coaches, previous players, you know, saying, "Oh, Tom, thank you, man." You know, all these people went out of their comfort zone or went out of their way just to acknowledge the appreciation they have for this man. And then all of a sudden, you know, all that stuff was said about him and he just comes back.
That has nothing to do with it, man.
No, I know, but how do you think like those guys feel like?
No, that's no sour feeling.
No, like, sour feeling.
No, it's no, he's coming back. Like, you can always come back. Like, there's never, they're just saying, yo, if you're really gonna end, congratulations for everything you've done, you know. I mean, we appreciate everything you did.
Yeah.
If he wants to come back and do more, hell, that's even better, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's true.
So, yeah, I think, I mean, he, like I said, he's going to be trending. Mm-hmm. So there'll always be something to talk about with him, you know, yeah, for sure. No, but 100%. On another note, the NBA All-Star Weekend was here. The only reason why I wanted to mention it, though, was obviously because, you know, 559 local legend, Jay Green.
Dude, that's sick.
Got it done in the slam dunk contest. He didn't win, but yeah. Hey, he was there. He competed.
First year, bro. First year in the dunk contest and in All-Star Weekend, bro. That's awesome.
I have to say, and it's nothing towards him, but that it was the worst NBA dunk contest I've ever seen.
Yeah, no.
It was terrible. Not on his part. He actually had some nice dunks, to be honest. Not scored very well, but hey, it is what it is. But I'm talking, we had Cole Anthony and Tim's, bro. He's dunking in Timberlands. Like, bro, like, it was just...
Like, that's supposed to be the trick?
Like, yeah, like, it was the whole ordeal. Everybody's going crazy because the homie dunked in Tim's, which, I mean, yeah, it is pretty crazy.
What, but are you, like, going to get? Just a couple blisters? Like, that's about it.
Just, like, thinking, like, yo, it's just so bad because back then, like, bro, we had Blake Griffin jumping over cars. You know what I mean? We had legit, like...
Dwight Howard out. Coming out of a telephone booth with a red cape on, acting like Superman,
right? Like, doing some crazy ass shit. Like, legit, like, people thought about this, and now it's like they're scrambling to find a guy, and they're like, all right. And then,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know, yeah, because I saw some guys that were like, yo, if it's gonna be like this, just take it out and do like a 2v2 or 3v3 game or something, like,
bro, that'd
like,
be sick,
just something else, because like if it's gonna be like that, like
a street,
like,
game, that'd be dope,
because dead ass, bro, like, it just wasn't the same. Like, cause I remember as a kid, like, I didn't even watch basketball that much, but when I did, like, for sure it was the All-Star Weekend, and it'd just be like, I want to see the slam dunk contest for sure. Mm-hmm. That was the hypest thing. Like,
same reason why you go to MLB to watch the home run derby.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, it's, that shit's sick, bro. But like what they're doing now, I mean, it was just bad. Like, overall, mm-hmm. I was just like, yo, so NBA, you gotta fix something, man.
Yeah, I know.
For real. But I mean, fuck, dude, like, college baseball. I mean, that's the main reason why we're here.
Yeah, shit. I know.
Dude, really, it's been pretty crazy, though, right? I mean, it just kicked off this last weekend. So, I mean, how are we feeling about it?
Bro, I was very excited for the fact that we were able to watch as many, whatever game we wanted to.
Yeah, dead ass, bro. It was legit pretty much every game we wanted to, except for, which, and I just think it was because they didn't air them, was the Oregon and San Diego game series, and then the Fresno State series. But they very rarely mm-hmm. televise Fresno State baseball games. But other than that, literally every game.
Yeah, like, it was unbelievable. Anywhere was across the country.
Yes.
You know, ESPN had some type of camera there that was able to stream the game. And it was sick. Yeah. Every game had a commentator. Every game was like a fully legit broadcasted game.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you cannot be more appreciative for that. I mean, We went from nothing. Like, I mean, guys, I don't know if you guys remember, but like, college baseball last season was damn near impossible to watch until they got to Omaha.
Yeah, pretty much. Because like, it was really, I mean, mainly, it's like, in a sense, they did that last year too. They filmed all of them. But then once it got to like conference play, they wanted just to film the guys that they wanted to. Mm-hmm. But now I really think, I think they saw some good viewership.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in this last weekend, especially with everything that happened. And with no MLB in place, too.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's huge for them. And I think a lot of people are itching to just watch some baseball. There's no football, you know. Basketball is kind of on a weird tear anyways, too, mm-hmm. right now. If it's being 50-50 in viewership, too. So I think, you know, I think college baseball, man, is going to be the new wave. I mean, it should have been for a long time. But
yeah, it's hype. It's hype as fuck. And I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm a little disappointed in myself. Previously, I have not been the biggest watcher of college baseball, like on TV, because I just said, you know, it was hard to watch. You know, mm-hmm. there wasn't many options. But now that, you know, that now there's no reason not to watch it. And that's what's honestly exciting me the most. But
it would be cool though, with the one thing I do have to say about, I get, like I said, all college sports is exciting. Cause I mean, you got, we got March Madness coming up here soon. Mm-hmm. So like, that is another thing that, guys, we did talk about this. We want to put together, we want to do the March Madness brackets. So where you guys, you know, do your bracket and we'll, you know, battle it off. So who's got the best bracket at the end of March Madness, get it going. So if you guys want that, make sure you guys stay on the lookout for that, because I'm, that I'm pretty sure we're going to do that. But no, going back to that talk, I mean, maybe the top 25, you know, all these teams. Bro, I mean, just like there's so much that happened. Yeah. Literally, there's so much that happened this college baseball this past weekend. Like, I really don't know where to start.
I mean, know, but I mean, we could start with the Mississippi State Bulldogs, man.
Yeah, we could right off the bat.
You know, we went to see them. If you guys are new here, we took a, you know, a few day journey, 3,200 miles in total last June.
Yeah,
end of June, end of going June, into July.
Yeah.
You know, we took a trip to Omaha, Nebraska, drove there, took 25 hours to get there. This guy is an animal. He drove 17 hours straight.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
This dude drove 17 hours straight. We left at midnight. And, you know, I didn't drive until what is that? Three, four.
You didn't drive till probably like 9, 10 o'clock at night. Cause bro, we didn't get there.
Crazy.
Till like, or, it was, no, it was like
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Five o'clock.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. I forgot we stopped when it started raining. It was still daytime.
But dude, he drove from midnight to 5 p.m. the next day. Did not, crazy. We stopped like obviously to piss on the side of the road, you know, do our things.
We stopped
like,
a lot.
Yeah. No, I mean, you have to stop on one of those road trips. You can't take too much time.
Anyways, that shit was pretty crazy.
But we saw, you know, we got to see the Mississippi State Bulldogs play the Vanderbilt Commodores, and you know, Mississippi State took it last season, but you know, this season, this last weekend, a local West Coast team took it to them, man.
Right? Yeah, no,
took
for
it
sure
to them. Long Beach, bro.
I mean
absolutely got after it.
Yeah, and obviously it's early in the season, but I mean, it was a whole different scene, you know, from us going to that game. And I mean, I'm telling you, dude, game one, did you watch game one?
Yeah, I watched game one,
dude,
from the
game
sixth inning
one,
on.
Bro. And hold up, shout out. We got to shout the dudes out over at Mississippi State. The field is literally like, they call themselves the dude. Like,
the
field is called the dude. And like, or it's called Duty Newbie Field, but
the fan base.
Yeah, they call the fan base the dudes, like, and everything.
I should say.
So that's sick. Shout out all you guys. If you got anybody from Mississippi State watching, that's
And we
sick.
Didn't even know that until like,
no,
what,
we didn't
a few
know
weeks
that
ago?
Until literally a few weeks ago when their Twitter baseball, their baseball started posting that shit. I'm like, oh crap. Like, they call themselves the dudes. That's sick. But bro, the dudes were silent, bro. It was the quietest game when Long Beach came, it went ahead at finally, because it was a pitcher's duel going in. I mean, it was legit.
That's what
game.
You're saying. Wasn't he like, didn't
Landon Sims had like career strikeouts.
High.
Yeah, I think he ended 13? With 12, 13, something 13. Like that. Yeah, and at the time he was at like 11, but then Luis Ramirez too for Long Beach, bro. He's a stud, man. He was just spotting up, bro. He had them confused, bro. Like, genuinely confused. It looked like they weren't ready to hit. It genuinely looked like they were not ready to hit. And I mean, not Long Beach, dude, they put it to them, dude.
Yeah,
like, that was exciting, because I mean, you got Eddie playing and he balled out his first game.
Bro, the whole weekend. He's a dude batting
the first game, he went 3-2-1. Like, he literally.
Bro, that's crazy.
Yeah, because they're just moving them all. They're going to move them all around the lineup, because he's going to be able to handle the lineup. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That roster is really solid, dude.
Dude, and one of the announcers, they were talking about, because they were going on about, you know, Mississippi State, obviously, you know, a lot of Mississippi State. A lot of Mississippi players, you know, people from Mississippi are there on that team. But Long Beach is the same way. It's 90% are from California and from that area. And then, you know, so, I mean, they're trying to keep that West Coast baseball. And they're out there. They just proved that weekend right there. No matter if it was early in the season or not, they proved
that
they can compete.
They're
the
contenders
West Coast,
this year, for
California
sure.
Guys, they can get it done. I mean, that was a great proving point right there.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that was sick. But
what do you think? What's left for the Vanderbilt Commodores on the other side of the...
I mean, they're obviously going to be gritty and good, but I don't think they're going to be shitty. I just think there's other teams that are going to be by far superior, better than them. And like, that's why I wanted to talk about the top five. You know what I mean? You had Texas, Arkansas, Vandy, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss. And now this past Monday, it's Texas, number one, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Oklahoma State, and Vandy, which is kind of surprising. Oklahoma State and Vandy battled it off.
The
really
Cowboys,
good series,
huh?
Yeah, but they did have a good series. Vandy ended up winning the series, actually, but Oklahoma gave them a run.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think those Oklahoma, you know, State and the Vanderbilt Commodores, they're going to be, You're not moving up.
You just like saying Commodores today?
It's a fun word, dude. I just learned how to say it, honestly.
Five times today, you're like,
hey, no, but they're going to be going down in the rankings. It's unfortunate, but I mean, there's better teams out there.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's not the fact that they're just going to be, they're not a good team. Obviously, they don't have Kumar and Jack Leiter, but I mean, there's way better teams that are going to be in those top five. Oh,
yeah, and we know them. Yeah. We know them. We know a couple that are pretty solid out there.
Oh, for sure, bro. Like, I'm telling you, LSU, dude. Yeah. Bro, I mean, they put they put an ass whooping on Maine, dude. They scored 52 runs, bro. 52 runs in three games and only allowed,
I think it was 51 runs.
Was it 51
yeah,
runs?
Yeah, 51
okay, well,
runs.
Still, 51 still, runs. Yeah. And then I think they only allowed it was nine and then they gave up 15. Is that 15?
Yeah, bro, that's crazy. 15, 16.
Like, bro,
pitchers throwing strikes right there and
dude,
hitters getting after it.
Dude, this is like we were just talking, breaking down Jay Johnson, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he's already a winning coach. What he was doing at Arizona was solid. Then he went over to LSU, you know, no bad blood, just went over to LSU, wanted a better experience, maybe better environment, you know, maybe just better opportunity. Went over there, brought a couple dudes over there just to fill those open spots that, you know, the little empty spots that they had. This lineup is going to be tough to beat. It's going to be scary to pitch to that lineup, bro. Because, I mean, you got Jacob Berry and Dylan Cruz who are fucking outstanding players, bro. And those guys just alone are going to be top hitters in baseball. And you got that arsenal of pitching. You know, we got shout out Riley Coop,
who's going to
be throwing up tomorrow on Wednesday against Louisiana Tech. Yeah. I mean, dude, they were beating Maine so bad, they didn't even have to use some of their starting pitchers. Hence, they didn't even use Riley. I mean, I know he pitched that one inning. But that was just
three Ks too, huh?
Yeah, three Ks. That was just his little bullpen because he's gonna come in here and throw Wednesday, bro. Like,
wow,
they're that good that it's gonna be tough to beat that team. And I don't think anybody's gonna beat them. I think they'll beat themselves. I think the losses will be themselves.
That's just if that happens.
Yeah, but it's baseball and anything can happen. So you know, right?
I made that point this last weekend because there was a few games you were able to bet on, and you know, I was just like skeptical because it's like. It's baseball, dude. I mean, one of the worst teams can play, you know, can play a really good team and beat them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way game goes. It's a game of inches.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
See, that's the thing. Like, bro, it's like dead ass. Like, you know, I mean, honestly, like, let's be honest, the Oregon-San Diego series, right? Like, Oregon, bro, I mean, they lost three games, right? I mean, San Diego came in and put it to them as well. And Oregon's supposed to be a top-ranked team as well. And they are, but it's the game of baseball, man. It's early in the season. Bats aren't woken up yet. Somebody else's team is a little more gritty. I think it comes down to grittiness, man. And it comes down to, as a team, you know, putting it together and going and grinding.
Yeah, I mean, their season's not over, obviously.
Oh,
you know,
nah, man, they got 50 games.
Yeah, no, they got a lot to go, and they're a great team, well coached. You know, they're going to eventually figure it out. And did you see one of the coaches interview? It was the head coach after the game, how he said, you know, it was my fault. This shouldn't have happened. Like, there's no reason that we should be losing, you know, three games on the weekend. You know, we got game four tomorrow, whatnot. But no, that goes to show you that, you know, that coach, he's a solid coach. He's going to figure it out. He's going to do whatever it takes because he's not going to put up with that.
No, yeah. No coach. I mean, no coach is going to put up with that. I mean, Hell State, bro. They're not going to, like I said, it's hard when, so Jerron pitched third game series, right? Jerron Watts from Hanford. He pitched for Long Beach against Mississippi State. And I mean, he pitched really, really good. But I mean, you're playing against a national championship team who just lost two games. It's gonna be damn hard to beat them that third time. So it's not that they didn't set him up for failure at all. It's just a fact that hey, they're gonna execute today because they're ready. They're hungry. They don't want to lose three times at their home field, and they didn't. They swung the bats that third game. So I mean, yeah.
No, at no point is a coach ever gonna set you up to fail. He's looking in that situation probably. He was like, all right, kid, you know what we've done in the past couple of days. You know what they're going to be coming at you with. See what you got. See what balls you got, you know?
But outside looking in, the point I was trying to make is like, you know, somebody from our town watching Jerron, you know, cheering him on, but they see that, you know, Mississippi State just not necessarily shelled him because he actually was shutting it down for a while. Then they started hitting him a little bit. But there was a home run that Baseball America or somebody posted that, you know, he was there. And it's the fact that that team, they were just that day were hungry because Long Beach just put it to them 2 days, two days in a row.
Well, the first game was what, a one run game? Or no,
Four run game, something like that. And then the second game, they put it to them, bro, 13-3.
That second game was, they didn't waste no time.
Yeah. And I mean, bro, like, That's what I'm saying, dude. It's going to be an exciting year because there's a lot of good teams. I mean, like, where do you put NC State, man? I mean, so many people are underdogging them. You know, where do you put West? You know, there's Virginia, who's Wake. You know, there's Wake Forest, there's Notre Dame. There's all these good teams out there, but NC State for sure. Like, bro, they're the number one most underlooked team, and it makes sense why. I mean, they came out of nowhere last year, in a sense. But it is kind of one of those that it was just nobody was talking about them until the time came, and they just started handing it to them.
With how, five tanks.
He's got five home runs, bro. Dude.
In the first opening weekend,
yeah, and he's a true freshman too. Yeah,
that's ridiculous,
bro. He is seeing the ball, like, bro. He's mentally thinking this shit's easy. I mean, not like he's not really like, but like he's
he's
got every bit of confidence in the world.
Dude, he's hitting the fastball, changeup, the curveball, slide piece, anywhere it's pitched, bro. He's barreling it up.
Yeah, he was fucking dude,
and it's awesome because majority of the time, like, it's not dead pull. He's not dead pull. He's, you know, he's using the whole field.
Majority was right center.
Yeah.
So
that's
beautiful.
Right there. I'll watch that any day.
Yeah, bro. I mean, that NC State team is really fucking good, man. And I think they're going to do exactly what they did last year, man. I think they're going to, and probably even better. I mean, they got shafted. I mean, that's going to be controversy for a while, but they got shafted. That was crazy how that shit went down.
Well, how did it go down again? Do you remember?
There was a little recap. Too many players were kicked out of COVID, so they knocked them out, but they still had enough.
They knocked them out of the tournament.
Right? Like, so it was just like, and under a matter of like less than 24 hours too. Like, it was the craziest thing ever, right? And like that alone, if you're on that team this year, you're pissed off.
That's an edge.
Yeah, that's a chip on your shoulder. So I see that team doing every bit of thing. And then you got a freshman coming in and doing that. At first, being an old guy, you know, you're like, all right, these freshmen got to prove himself. He proved himself, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So that just brings a chemistry that, you know, is going to be hard to beat for sure, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, no, 100%.
It's definitely going to be interesting, I think. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's, like I said, there's a lot of our dudes out there, you know. We got Isaac. He actually threw really good too. I think he pitched all the way through five and they only gave up one run. Mm-hmm. And then
as a competitor, at like the type and level of competitor that Isaac is at, you know, it's eating him alive, you know, because like that guy, man, that guy's in the gym. That guy's always putting in the extra work. He's trying to get stronger. He's trying to get bigger. He's trying to, you know, dot up better. He's always trying to improve.
Yep.
Right. And, you know,
and you've seen it since, you know, we've known him. Yeah,
since we've known him, bro. Yeah. That guy's always trying to, self-improvement is huge for him, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, a weekend like this could be tough on your head, man. You know, it could be definitely tough mentally. And, you know, you just got to work through it. You know, he's going to work through it. He's going to get another opportunity. Obviously, he's already proved himself that, you know, he is a dude. He's a competitor.
Yeah. It's just another day, man. He's not dreading it. I see what you're saying, but he's not dreading it because he knows he's got eight, nine more starts and that it's not even conference play. They still got so much to clean up. Mm-hmm. This next week of practice is probably going to be hell for all of them.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, I think it's more of that hungry. It's just like, you know, because now he's pissed off,
to be honest.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think mentally he's like, damn, like, even though I see what you're saying, like, he's more pissed. That's what I would be. I'd be pissed off. That team shouldn't beat you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter how good a program is, that Oregon team, they shouldn't lose to that, you know, that San Diego squad, but they did, you know, that's the game of baseball.
Yeah, and that's
what I'm saying. It's like there's times when there literally is a team that should not lose to certain teams. They just shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Leiter, that Vanderbilt team, they shouldn't. You know what I mean? And there was times when they lost, you know, and stuff like that. So it's like it's hard to go undefeated in baseball, and let alone in a lot of sports. So it's definitely, you know, definitely interesting.
What about our local Bulldogs though, man? They just had a clean sweep against UC Riverside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they took it to him. I'm glad
I
think it was Riverside, but I'm sure it was UC Riverside.
Yeah, probably. I think it's just Riverside, whatever, whoever they were. Looked like a high school team.
I knew you were gonna say about that, bro.
I mean, the Dogs, bro. You guys look like a squad. I mean, you guys are getting it done. No cap, bro. The game we went to, Eshawn was throwing, you know, Clovis West graduate, bro, and he got it done. 12 Ks, bro. And he was shoving, bro. Dude, but I mean, I'm talking like, Eshaun pumps 90, 88, you know, 89. There was a few 91s up there. You know, he's up there, low 90 fastball. And these dudes were swinging when the dude caught the ball.
Yeah.
Like, they were swinging so late. It was just, it wasn't even fair, man. And, bro, I mean, yeah.
Good teams take it to bad teams. And that's exactly
what they did. As long as you don't play down to their level, because that does happen a lot. You know, sometimes you come in thinking, all right, this is going to be an easy game. You know, and you play down to their level, then come back and beat you. Mm-hmm. And college level, don't happen like that. You got to come ready to play. Someone like Batesel ain't going to, hell no. I bet you, you know, if they would have scored 5 runs, you know, on that game that they won, hella, there was no way that he would have been happy with that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something like that. Just, you know, but no, I think the Dogs, they got a good little squad.
Where they play next?
They got Cal Poly.
They're probably playing right now.
Oh, yeah. They got Cal Poly today or, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
For the when we film this. Yeah. So,
tomorrow.
Yeah. I think they'll be playing as this is out, but
a couple of dudes on that Cal Poly team from here, right? Yep.
They got Tanner Sagusby and good old Memorial Boy. Mm-hmm. And then that's really it. But then they got Brooks Lee, who's going to be a number two, three draft pick. Maybe. I don't know who the number one is going to be yet, but yeah, it's definitely going
to
be interesting.
It's exciting to see all our boys.
Bro, it's crazy. There's so many out there. Like, dude, remember when we were looking, like, shout out Bullet, bro? Like, that just proves that Bullet. What'd you drop?
I just dropped some of my keys. But, dude, my finger's bleeding.
Oh, guys, his finger's bleeding on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know why it's bleeding. I was picking at my nails.
No, but Bullet, bro, like, that just shows. Like, bro, he gets
He
gets dudes. He gets dudes right. That's what I'm looking for, bro. He gets them right. He literally has his performance. Training is literally down to a key, bro. He knows how to get guys to that next level. You know what I mean? And it's not a matter of just lifting the heaviest. It's just about working out the right muscles and having the right mindset and grinding the right way and eating the right stuff. It's a lot, just so much more to it, right? Mm-hmm. But dude, what did he have? There was like, I think there was 10 guys on here.
Yeah, he's got college baseball players on deck.
Yeah, on deck, man.
Yeah.
You know, and Haley Dulcini as well, too. Like, yeah. When I got home the other day, my TV's on, and I think it was a recap, but my TV's on and she's pitching. I was like, oh shit, she's pitching for Texas against ECF. They ended up losing that game, but she was doing really good. So I was like, damn, that's pretty crazy. But I mean, yeah, he's got dudes and dudettes everywhere, man. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no,
I
think pretty so. Cool.
Like I said, bro, I'm fired up about college baseball. I think this shit's road to Omaha is fucking exciting.
Oh, yeah. Really, I can't wait for conference play. That's when things are going to get really heated.
Yeah, I think that's a few weeks. Mm-hmm. It's like towards a little mid-March.
Yeah, college baseball is definitely pretty hype because, I mean, these guys are playing fire, bro. Like, these guys play with fire every pitch. You know, it's a little bit different than professional sports, you know? I mean, it's the same way with, you know, college football. You know, it's explosive, it's quick, it's hype. Yeah. Same thing with college baseball, man. It's actually pretty cool to see a jersey, you know, say Arkansas or, you know, Alabama. Like, that shit's sick, man.
And the way, too, like, I mean, the jersey, you know, the jersey swag. Like, everybody wanting to have the coolest uniforms. That's changing, too. It's, you know, it's becoming more of like a... Like, it's just an all-around environment is just sick to be around in. But it just, you know, it's part of the game growing a little bit for sure.
I think
growing a lot. So.
Oh, yeah. In the next few years, I think there's going to be some major improvements to a lot of stadiums. You know, because a positive side, a plus side to, you know, broadcasting more games is, you know, revenue. You know, there's not much money in college baseball. You know, there's not many people that go to the games here in, you know, in our town. This last weekend, though, there was a good amount of kids. Or, I mean... people out there, but you know, there's just not much money out there in college baseball. And I feel like this year and the next few years is going to bring in a lot of money. We're going to see some improvements to the stadiums, you know, all that fun stuff that makes the game even more exciting.
For sure. I think, I think that definitely, obviously, like, they look at view count. So right now they're going to be showing a lot of games, but the only reason why I see it trickling down this year is going to be the ones where like the certain teams aren't getting a lot of views. They'll probably cut those channels or those people or whatever the case. And you have to like sign up to the local broadcast or something to find those games. Yeah. But I think they'll still, you know, have a lot of them. I mean, dude, I just saw something that they made like, it's like $50 million or something like that off the College World Series final game, just like off ticket concessions and something like crazy, like amount of money. So they're making money off that shit. Right. And it's just growing. But yeah, no, I think it's exciting for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Should we hit a little 5-star review? I think it's time for one of those.
Yeah, let's get it.
Get it going. You know,
do we have one?
Yeah, we do actually have one.
Hey!
We got one.
Shout out to you guys.
Yep.
Fuck so, yeah,
as you guys have heard, you know, a little 5-star review for all you guys that, you know, haven't heard. Apple Podcast to our audio listeners. If you drop a 5-star review, you may be featured on the next episode of Guys Being Dudes. Who knows? You know, you may not, maybe. But this week, there happens to be a feature. And, you know, it's from Snap Lover.
Snap Lover. Yeah.
Snap Lover gave us a 5-star review, of course.
There it is.
Said, unreal podcast. GBD hosts are the most genuine, funny, professional podcast hosts in the game. Every conversation, every guest is relatable. The information... relatable and informational, with some of the highest achieving people in the Central Valley guest speaking on the show. If I could give it more than 5 stars, I would.
That's awesome.
Wow. He definitely recommends this podcast, guys. Appreciate Snap you, Snap Lover. We love you. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
That fires us up. And then, as we've said it multiple times, like, all seriousness, because we're trying to grow every week, right? I mean, stuff like that is what keeps us going every week, because we're like, damn, like, that's, you know, that's sick. Mm-hmm. Just had another one on YouTube that was like, you know, get someone on. They mentioned someone's name, and it was like, you know, all right, like, that gives us a little goal. Like, all right, let's go try to get him on now, so that way we can, you know. So, like, that's why we want you guys to leave that feedback. And even just, like, about a conversation, like, yo, I like that, or hey, I didn't like that, or whatever the case is, because we like that shit.
Yeah, we do.
So, yeah, I think, you know, shout out Snap Lover.
Yeah, we love Snap Lover. Shout out to you, man.
Appreciate you. At that Fresno State game, how was your glizzy, man?
Oh, you know, last week, guys,
you couldn't stop talking about it. And guys, we went to Costco for lunch today just because RJ wanted to get more glizzies.
Dude, it's got me in like a glizzy, like, snow. I don't know, man. I'm like, what?
You're just on the glizzies, man.
I mean, the glizzies right now, bro. We went to the suspect, man.
Just craving glizzies every day. Hey, that's suspect.
No, it was what, 2 days ago? Yeah, it's not every day right now. But we went to the Fresno State baseball game. And, you know, last episode, I mentioned that I like going to the games to get those big ass hot dogs.
Yes.
You know, so we go to the game. And I had to get one. And it was the bulldog sausage.
And he had to get the biggest one. He kept asking... whatever. He's like, what's the biggest one you have? And she's like, the ball. And he's like, I don't see it. And then we're like, I did do that.
Cause I went up and I was like, yo, what's the biggest hot dog that you can give me? Cause like, usually I know they have like the regular hot dogs, they got the jumbo hot dogs, and they got the bulldog one. I was looking for, you know, the biggest one. So he's like, oh, you'll like the bulldog sausage. And I was like, yeah. I was like, is it big? She's like, oh, it's loaded too. So she knew, we connected, you know, eye to eye. She knew exactly what I want and what I needed. So she gave me the bun. I went around the corner. I was like, yo, my man, you know, he's grilling over there. And, you know, I was like, yo, I need the biggest sausage that you could possibly give me off the grill right now. And he's like, he laughs. And then he picks
and
up
the sausage. You're like, no, I'm serious.
Yeah. I was like, no, bro, like, I'm not kidding you. I haven't eaten since, you know, this morning. Like, I'm starving. And he's like, yo, you want this one? And it's usually supposed to be cut in half. I'm convinced it was supposed to be cut in half or something. Yeah,
that shit was massive, no cap.
It was huge.
That shit was huge.
Dude, it was massive. And I'm like, yo, I've never been this happy. I was so thankful for that guy because he saved the day, bro. We got into the game for free. And, you know, that I comped that money that I saved
on
this big ass sausage.
Yeah.
You know, because it was a $10 sausage. I mean, it's definitely... I mean, next time I'm not going to get the beer with it because it was $8 beer, bro. Like, oh my gosh, are you kidding
me? You got it, man. I did it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, she was like, all right, $18. And I was like, I couldn't pull back.
You could have told her no beer.
No, but yeah, that's true. But no, but today, going upon the fact, bro, like, that made me fall in love with glizzies even more, bro. Like,
I guess. Yeah, because that's why we went to fucking Costco, huh?
Well, not only did we go to Costco for the glizzy, but we also went to Costco because you can't beat $1.50 hot dog in a soda.
Yeah, but I mean...
I'm convinced that's the best deal for your buck. That's the best meal for your buck.
You don't go
town.
To a ballpark and get a fucking $1.50 hot dog.
You get a $6 churro. You get a $8 Gosh, bucket of popcorn.
More than that, man. Yeah, dude, it's crazy. But that does bring an interesting question, though.
What's up?
We're at a sporting event, guys. Or at any sporting event. Your favorite sporting event.
Ooh.
What are you getting to eat? Okay. I mean, what are we getting to eat?
Okay. Have you ever been to spring training?
Yes, I have, actually.
Dude, the food at the Giants spring training.
Every spring training food, though, is different, though. They all got their certain type of, but hey, I see what you're saying.
The Giants spring training facility during spring training, bro. Oh, my goodness.
I'm not talking specific. I'm talking, like, are we going, like, a glizzy? Are we going popcorn?
Oh, okay.
You know, is it a hot dog chip and drink? Is it, you know, is it pizza? Like, is it cotton candy? Is it just spitting some seeds? Are we a peanut type of guy? Sporting event. What's your go-to off the mind?
Off the mind, it's going to be a glizzy, man.
It's terrible.
What do you want me to do? Spit some seeds or some fucking crackers? Like, what do you want me to do? I like to eat, not eat little seeds.
Maybe get a pretzel, some cheese.
Yeah, but that's dry, guys, bro.
What is your go-to?
There's not many options. Event. You didn't give me many options. What do you mean all there is nachos, pretzels, and a hot dog.
Yeah, okay.
And occasionally
you got
some.
Three options. What's your number one option?
I just told you. You want me to say the popcorn? Will it make you more happy?
No, it won't make. Because that shit sometimes be salty,
bro. Salty, and then it makes your stomach all bubbly, and then you got gas, and you can't fart in a fucking stadium or like an arena.
No, that shit just salty. I've never had to fart with after eating some popcorn, bro. But hey, everybody's different.
No,
everybody's different.
No, cool. You're telling me right now you've never had a fucking like fart during a game.
I haven't thought that far, my G. But next time I go to a game, I'll think about it. I will. When I need to fart, I'll be like, yo, all right, RJ, you're right.
Okay,
and I'll question. I'll let you know.
Are you a public farter, or you like to be like, you know, keep that on low key?
Could you
just be around people and just fucking let one rip and then be the comfortable
bit? Nah, I'm ripping one usually just like by myself. Like, yeah. Yeah. No, like if I'm around a girl, I ain't ripping no ass. But no. Like, I mean, girls, dude, like, I don't think they poop.
Dude, no, they don't. Like, it's hard. It's hard to picture a girl shit, you know?
Yeah, but dude, I don't think girls poop, bro.
Hey, let's say you're in a relationship, right? How long are you waiting till you rip ass?
Well, okay. So I don't know about a lot of guys, but for me, like, I feel like I know when there's certain farts for me that like genuinely are going to like straight up just stink. Right. Like, I'm like, all right, that's that. I need to just let that one out like a mile away. Like the one I had here not too long ago.
Yeah, bro, that was gnarly.
Or there's someone I'm just like, okay, that's just like straight up like just gas. Like I just gas in my, that's just nothing. Like, you know what I mean? And like, I just let it out. Like, it's just, you know? Yeah, no. So like, how long am I waiting? For me, I don't date like that. Cause for me, if I'm going to date her, we're pretty well connected. We're vibing. Yeah. So if we're vibing, that means I'm going to rip some ass around you. Like, not, no disrespect. Nah. No. Okay. So like, not like I'm not going to just rip it all up on her, but like, I'm going to rip some ass.
You guys got to do what you got to do, huh?
Yeah. So I feel like I'm going to do what I got to do, but okay, when the time's right, I'm not doing it.
Here we go. Coming at you. What if she ripped ass?
I'm looking confused.
You'd be like, oh, did that come out of you?
Yeah. I mean, but it's cool. If she's straight up like, yo, I just farted. Like, I'm like, all right, that's dope. Like, it happens. We're human. No, I'm like, right. Like, because I don't want her to be like, I can't, like, I don't want her stomach. Like, God, you ever try to hold in a fart? Yeah, that shit hurts. Bro,
I just told you.
So could you imagine like these girls like holding in their farts because they don't want to? Because like they think that guy, like, you know what I mean? Like,
bro,
so like, yeah, like if you just fart, just let me know. But if it stinks, like if it's worse than mine, we got an issue.
Yo, and I have a really embarrassing story to tell. Like, I mean, it's embarrassing and it's going to take some guts for me to say this, but you know, I had one of those instances where I haven't farted in front of this one girl, right? And, you know, the one time came to it and, you know, we've known each other for a while now and, you know, time went on, we've been doing our thing. You know, I had my stomach was in pain, you know, like it was one of those times when you just had sharp needles going into you and you're just like, fuck, do you like
that's gurgling?
Yeah, it's gurgling, right? And you know, my allergies are really bad. Like, allergies are really, really bad. Makes I can walk outside and I could sneeze, you know, five times in a row and you know, and it just won't stop. Well, this one time, right? I had a sneeze. And it was the same time my stomach's gurgling, right? So, as you can imagine, yeah. Oh, yeah. What'd you call it?
A snort, man.
A snort? A sneeze fart? Yeah, bro. I went, shit, I ripped fucking ass, bro.
That's gross.
And the chick was dying laughing.
Yeah, I guess that's cool.
No, it's not cool, bro. Like, that's embarrassing, bro. I was so embarrassed. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, but like,
okay, she's not taking, see, the thing is though, like girls expect us to fart, like, and not in like no gross ass way though. Like, but if like something like that, like that's kind of funny, like for the girl's part, like, all right, like that was like comical. Like, wasn't trying to do it. Yeah. Like, it just like, you know, and they understand boys are boys, you know, dudes are going to be dudes, right?
Yeah,
and
guys so, being
dudes, like we're going to fuck fart occasionally.
Yeah, I guess so.
We need some dude wipes up in here.
All right, enough shit talk. Fuck, enough with the farting talk. You know what we forgot to mention before we wrap out of here?
the final score of the All-Star game, how LeBron ended it with the fucking three-pointer. Like, I should, oh, I could have yeah, fucking
was so set up.
I could have fucking written that up, dude. And yeah, picture right. That one
like, bro, honestly, for him, yeah, they're only going to 163 score, and that was it. And then, of course, it was 161 to 161, I believe. And of course, Bronny comes in with the ball and has to shoot it. But yeah, I don't even want to get started.
Sinks it for the win in fucking Cleveland. Like,
I'm not even going to cap, bro. Like, as the this last year and a half, I have started to not like LeBron anymore, bro. Because he's just like, now he's just, it's just like, yo, like he doesn't know. It's like there was somebody I was listening to. Like, he just really doesn't know when to speak, and really, he just speaks on the wrong terms and wrong times sometimes. So it's just like. Just he should worry about playing basketball back in the day when he was fucking legit and had something to fight for. And now he's just trying to too much voice. Mm-hmm. It's not enough.
Did you see how he wants to play with the son, Bronny?
Yeah, he's going. They'll let him. They're going to. Not let him, but they'll make that happen. He'll make that happen. Okay.
What are your opinions on that?
I mean, it's cool. I mean, that's every daughter, son and father's, you know, kind of.
No, father, like daughter.
No. Like, kind of like dream, like for that instance, like basketball dad, like, you know, family like that, like that's pretty cool. But at the same time, it's like, yo, like, let me do my own thing. But I mean, you had the balls, you know, the Ball brothers and all that controversy and all that they were going to all play together. And, you know, that never really happened and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's just another storyline, man. At the end of the day, it just really is, because they're still going to play the game of basketball, right? You know, and it's just going to be another day. You know, they're either going to suck or not. But I think it's still going to be, it's still cool. Like,
yeah,
I
mean, no, it would definitely be
right. Cool. Like, that's crazy that LeBron fucking is now playing with his son, who his son he watched fucking.
Right.
Yeah. Like, so.
Yeah.
The Kanye documentary, genius. If you guys haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. That thing's stellar. There should be two episodes out now, I believe. Whenever I'm you guys are watching impressed. This. But it was pretty cool. Yeah. You haven't finished watching it, but this is my second time watching it now. And, dude, I mean, just it's crazy that it's they were filming this for over 20 years. Like, they've been filming this since, you know, since he was before he was even something.
Yeah.
And the one thing, bro, like just off this one episode, and it's just like something I keep trying to tell, you know, us and myself, is just like, it's the fact of he manifested it, bro. He truly just believed in himself when other people didn't. And that's all it really is about, man. You just really, if you believe in yourself, you know, talking sports, talking, you know, business, talking podcasting, talking clothing, fashion, whatever it is, you believe in yourself, go out and do it 100%. No one can really take away your desires and your true passion if you really have that passion for it. Mm-hmm. And he really is a prime example, man. I mean, because there's things that were filmed 20 years ago that he's talking about and doing that he was talking about doing, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, now.
Now. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just crazy that, like, he, before he really even was even able to do any of that stuff, now he's able to do all that stuff and he's doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's awesome for sure.
And it's, you know, the one thing he's always never really rapped about, the bitches, money, weed. You know, he mentions it here and there. There has been some occasions, but it's never really always been about that. He's always been the philosophy and all that kind of, you know, rap style life, the lyricist kind of speaking on issues and stuff like that. He's always fucking proved that.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing, man, was the manifesting, because it shows, man, like, you can do it. I mean, bro, like it's all around us, man. It's all around proving that. You just believe, put your head down, keep working, grind. It's going to get fucking done.
You could hear it in his voice too in the documentary. Like, he was, you know, because he went through a time, and you guys will see it in the docu, that, you know, he was going through a time where no one was seeing what he was seeing.
Yeah, everybody was dissing him, man. They weren't answering, weren't opening doors, weren't letting him do anything.
And, you know, it's young Kanye in the fucking documentary, you know, acting accordingly, and, you know, just trying to figure it out. Like, he was just a completely different person. Like,
he believed.
Like
you're saying, man, he believed, everybody kept either labeling him as a producer, or they kept just fucking up his name. Remember there, you know,
and, you get
and it
pissed.
Was like, he was like, that's not what this is about. And so he kept putting his head forth, said, nah, I'm going to make this shit right. You guys are going to know who the fuck I am and what the fuck I'm about. I mean, everybody and their grandma knows who Kanye West is now. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Like, everybody in this world knows who Kanye West is, man. Mm-hmm.
For good and bad reasons.
Yes, good and bad reasons, and like him or not, you know, he is who he is. He's done what he's done, and
you gotta admire the hard work and the dedication and just everything that he's done. No matter if, you know, you disagree with some of the things that he does, you can't knock him for the man's work that he's done.
Yep.
You can't 100%. Knock him in.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the shitty thing about this world and a lot of people, is that no matter what, even if he has done good or bad, there's always going to be people tearing you down. You know?
People will look at the good, bad before they look at the good.
Right. You know, and that's just human nature, I guess. You know, I guess that's just the way we're fucking evolved, you know, at this point. And so, you know, like I said, just day by day, we got to just keep loving, make love as contagious as COVID. Keep mm-hmm. fucking that one up.
That's a tough one. You got to be an MC for that.
Yeah, I think you do have to be an MC for just right off the noodle. Eh?
Right off the fucking noodle.
That one. But yeah, man. This was a good episode. This was fun.
Yeah, this was fun.
Fired up.
Well, I'm pretty sure we posted our top 25 by now.
Guys. We're doing the top 25. So
college baseball.
Yes.
Yeah, that's gonna be cool. Fucking lit.
And on Twitter as well, we got some players. Guys, if you guys are still listening, any young players, anybody looking for that, you know, upper hand, we're going to be dropping a list of players. So just go out and look, you know, watch them throughout the season. Do, you know, just pick a certain guy out of those lists, maybe your position, maybe someone you like, maybe someone locally or whatever the case may be, and just watch them every so often, every day, every chance you can, because those guys, they've made it to where you want to be and are also have the chance to make it to the next level as well, right? So, I mean, those are good examples of some dudes right there, and that's what we want to showcase are those dudes, guys getting it done day in and day out, and student-athlete, you know, being number one. It's important. So I Very feel like important. Something like that would be cool to put out and just give some people some insight to just, you know, keep some eyes on some guys. So
yeah, be yeah. selfless, guys. Be For sure. selfless, you know, that's a key thing in order to be great at something. You know, if you're not true to yourself, then how can you be true to baseball? How can you be true to all these other things? You know, you got to be honest with yourself first before anything else. So be selfless, guys. Pick a player, pick something you like from them, and, you know, work on it.
Hell yeah. 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 And yeah, leave a comment if you guys agree or disagree of the top 25 and all that stuff, because I think that'll be sick. We're going to try to do that every week if we can, at least stay updated as much as we can on college baseball. That will majority be on Twitter, the college baseball updates, but we'll post like the rankings on Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff. But yeah, we hope to get some engagement with that, and we hope you guys like this episode.
Yeah. Another Tuesday in the books.
It's another Tuesday in the books. Dude, it's crazy, man. 36 Tuesdays straight.
Once we get to 50, bro, that's going to be gnarly.
And that's right around the corner. And
yeah, no, dead ass.
Seriously. Right. And it's scary.
Yeah, like, I know. 52 will be a full year.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah,
but
that's awesome.
I'm good. Let's wrap it up.
All right, let's wrap it up, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to Guys Being Dudes. If you guys are still fucking with us, we fuck too. Okay. Don't forget to leave a like, drop a comment, press that subscribe button. If you guys are our audio listeners only, we love you guys. Drop that dope review. Like we said earlier in the podcast, we actually did drop a little tutorial on how to do that. It's on our Instagram. So go look at that if you guys need help. But other than that, guys, we appreciate you guys for rocking with us every single week. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Yep.
Peace.
We're out.